Welcome to Beneath the Helmet with Grady Jarrett. Grady, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, first time you ever put on a helmet and stepped out on the football field. How old were you?
I was 5 years old. It's been a long time.
And what got you into playing the game of football?
I don't know. It's just something that I always was enjoyed, and it's always been in my family. So, playing football kind of came natural, and since I was a little boy, still playing today.
Did you play flag football first, or was it just kind of head-on straight into it?
Yeah, head-on, straight contact. We little boys, so it wasn't, we ain't hitting each other hard, but, definitely, went right into it.
And did you ever experiment with other sports, or was it kind of just football?
I actually did. I actually am a state champion in wrestling. I'm a state championship wrestler in high school, and then I did field events and track through middle school through high school, so I was busy every season.
Did you ever want to play those sports professionally, or was it you always knew you wanted to play football?
I knew I wanted to play football. I feel like if I took wrestling a lot more serious, I feel like, and compete, because there's a whole bunch that goes into wrestling, and I feel like I could have been a really good wrestler as far as on a college level, but definitely I always wanted to be a football player.
Did those help you stay in shape for the season? And was it hard to juggle all three since they're just completely different seasons?
The hardest adjustment was going from football to wrestling, because being a wrestler is a whole different shape, really. But definitely kept me in shape getting ready for football season. And then, when track season will come, doing shot put and discus, that's when I'll do a lot of my running and lifting for football. So that was just something to keep me busy. But definitely wrestling just kept me in the best shape, I feel like.
And if you weren't playing football right now or playing the other two sports, what would you be doing?
I don't know. I majored in business, and, I feel like I want to grow as a businessman, just throughout these next couple of years, but definitely have a good group of people that help me in that arena as well. So, somewhere in business.
Who is your biggest inspiration on or off the field?
Biggest inspiration... probably just be my mother. Maybe a lot of guys say that, but I really feel like she inspires me, just to be my best and hold me to a high standard, and just always remember who I am and just, working hard.
Is she happy to have you back in the state of Georgia?
Absolutely. She didn't miss a practice out here, and they're going through training camp. Just like she'll come to practice at least once a week in Clemson, go right up 85. So I'm right in the same area. I'm from Conyers, went to Clemson, then right here in Flowery Branch. So we all within a 2-hour radius of since my football career since I've started. So I've been very fortunate.
When you're not playing football or playing any other sports, what's your biggest hobby?
I really just like to relax, and I'm a just Netflix and chill kind of guy. I just like to relax and catch up on some TV shows, and so when I'm not working, I'm just recouping, relaxing, and I like to get out in the city sometime, but I have no problem just with chilling.
What's your favorite Netflix series?
Right now I'm finishing Revenge. I don't know if
isn't it good?
I like to wait till it come out on Netflix so you can just watch it through. But
can
I
binge watch it?
Oh yeah, man. I've been on Revenge lately. Then my favorite TV series right now is Power. So I'm waiting for another season of Power to come out, and I also like The Empire too. So it's a lot of good shows on.
If you were gonna cook dinner for the entire team, what would be on that menu?
I actually enjoy cooking a lot, so either we'll do some spaghetti, get our carbs in, lean, do a ground turkey, not ground beef, keep it lean, then maybe some baked chicken wings or something. Whatever the guys may want, I feel like I can cook. I enjoy cooking.
And then going back to the game of football, what's your pregame ritual like?
Pregame ritual this year is going to the weight area, getting a nice stretch in, roll out. Then we'll meet up with our defensive line coach and do some hand drills. Before that, I'll do my own personal stretch routine. And, after that, I just make sure I got everything ready for time to dress. And I just like to chill and listen to music and just get my mind right for the game. And just had that little me time before it's time to go out there and go to work.
All right, so on your resume, we have football player, businessman, tour guide, chef, and DJ.
Hey, I like that. I like that.
One last question for you. When you finally signed your name on the contract and you signed with the Falcons, what was your very first purchase, big or small?
With the mishap that happened with my house, mm-hmm. I needed a place. We needed a place to stay. So I got an apartment out here, and so that's been good. You know, and bought some nice things for the apartment. Painting it a nice color, you know, just fix it up real nice. You know, that's the one purchase that I felt like that I would spend a little money on just to live comfortably. Mm-hmm. Mama got a key, she just walk up in there. I mean, who is that? No, just fine.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Grady, and thank you, Falcon fans, for joining us right here on AtlantaFalcons.com.
Thank you for having me.